Wednesday's announcement follows months of outreach by the BSA to discuss the possibility of expanding girls' participation beyond existing programs, such as Venturing and Sea Scouts.
It didn't surprise me. I guess the only thing that surprised me was I didn't expect for the announcement to be made today. I thought they were still in a lot of discussion about it.
Spencer Page is director of the Boy Scouts of America's Gulf Coast Council based in Pensacola. He and other scout leaders have been in various meetings since last December with local volunteers and at Boy Scout headquarters in Dallas.
Many hours of discussion and presentation of facts of, you know, here's where we sit related to this issue. Here's why we're even talking about the issue. We're trying to serve all kids, make them better citizens in our community. Doesn't matter whether they're male or female. We want better citizens and better leaders.
Under the setup taking effect in the fall of next year, DENS, the smallest Cub Scout unit, will be single gender, either all boys or all girls. PACs, the larger units, can either be single gender or co-ed.
I can tell you the calls and the initial reaction once it hit the media have been mostly positive. Anytime you got change in a long-standing traditional organization like ours, there's going to be some that don't see the need or don't want it to happen.
The program for older girls is scheduled to begin in 2019 and will open the door for them to attain Eagle Scout, the BSA's highest membership rank. Page, himself an Eagle Scout, has no problem with that if girls can meet these and other requirements.
20-plus merit badges, some of them required, such as life-saving and first aid. You have to serve in leadership roles for 6 months at a time, complete a service project from start to finish, and then all of that is reviewed by a board of knowledgeable adults, and you have to pass that board.
The involvement of girls in the Boy Scouts is nothing new, and Page says the national leadership evidently has begun to realize that.
They allow the little sisters, especially at the Cub Scout level, to, you know, race Pinewood Derby cars and a lot of the things that scouting was set up for boys, that little sisters were doing it too. I didn't realize it till this hit a national discussion level that a lot of local volunteers started telling me the same thing.
Calls to the Girl Scouts of the Florida Panhandle in Pensacola were not returned after an initial agreement to be interviewed. In August, Girl Scouts President Kathy Hannon suggested that the Boy Scouts focus on recruiting what she called the 90% of American boys not currently in scouting instead of admitting girls. Spencer Page of the BSA's Gulf Coast Council says for him, the most exciting part of the change is that it gives them the opportunity to engage the whole family.
Which gives us more volunteer manpower as opposed to just pulling on mom or dad. Now we may have the opportunity to have mom and dad involved at the same time if the program fits their family needs.
Locally, Page hosted 5 volunteer meetings between January and March on the proposal. He says back then they didn't have some of the answers to questions, but they have them now.
I can tell you the calls and the initial reaction once it hit the media have been mostly positive. Anytime you got change in a long-standing traditional organization like ours, there's going to be some that don't see the need or don't want it to happen.
Both organizations are facing a membership slide. As of last March, the Girl Scouts listed about 1.6 million members, down from 2 million in 2014. Current Boy Scout participation is 2.25 million. That's down from 2.6 million 4 years ago and from 4 million at its peak. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.